Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just like that, look who's on the Celebrity Hotline Barbecue.
That'd be Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Precision Camera and Video, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Howdy, Jimmy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. On this beautiful Wednesday, getting cooler in a lot of the country. People are shivering this morning, gone from being balmy, 60, 70 degrees, down to the 40s, 30s, and I think Nashville's even getting some 20s in there somewhere. This is a story that you guys have talked about before, and I've ignored it because I just have, because I figured there'd be something to it. But this is kind of getting a little bit more crazy. And this is all these mystery drones spotted over New Jersey and Staten Island, New York. It's not too far from the Trump National Golf Club in Bettsmister. There's an Arsenal military base where they do research in Morris County, New Jersey. There's a lot of different things, but it's been, like in one of the towns, 11 confirmed sightings since November 13. Most recently, a representative, I think he was a state senator, was testifying that a Coast Guard boat had 18 drones following it as it was going in, and I guess they reported it. They keep kicking it up the food channel. The U.S. Military Research Center, a base commander in New Jersey, said that the drones flying are not theirs, but confirmed sightings to a local media outlet. While the source and cause of these aircraft operating are unknown, we can confirm they are not a result of the Picatinny Arsenal-related activities. So there's that, which we thought maybe it could have been. But again, if all these drones were up there and North American Air Defense Command saw them, or they're getting reports of them, I guarantee you'd have all kinds of planes in the air checking these things out, helicopters, something. You know, the FBI has stated they don't know what it is. The FAA received reports on November 18th and others. They've been seen nightly in some areas, and when anybody tries to go shine a light on them or whatever, they disappear. The White House now says that the drones flying over New Jersey are not foreign, and that President Biden is made aware of the situation. Homeland Security and FBI are said to be investigating. So we've not ruled out that it's the federal government.
Well, Eric's telling me, because you've been...
Because I'm a conspiracy theorist.
He's been advancing the conspiracy, that they're the size of a car.
Well, there are some that are big, that are really big. I mean... and they have a spinning wheel in the middle. They look like a triangle.
Pretty big for a drone.
Yeah, some of them are. This is what I'm hearing. And then I've seen all the videos. But it's not just been happening in the last week. It's been happening for...
It's been going for a while.
Right.
I mean, one thing that's going on, and it's the military, if you read military publications and some of the others, we are all about drones right now. We've been all about drones for a number of years. You've heard about, if you follow the coverage of the fighting that's gone on in Ukraine, you know that Iran supplied drones to the Russians, and they come in a swarm, and they've got explosives on them, and some seem to be a little bit more controlled than others, but it's more I don't think they're very far from being sophisticated, like, you know, things that you would buy at the store. But they have bombs on them, and they go crash into stuff. And they're very hard. There's so many of them, they're hard to shoot down. So that's an unsophisticated, a little bit sophisticated drone situation. But we got drone boats. We got drone submarines. We've got F-16s that fly out of Tyndall Air Force Base with no pilots. They take them up, fly them over the Gulf, and let the F-22s and F-15s chase them out over the Gulf most every day. So we've got a lot of stuff out there that's pilotless, and I know that they've been working on pilotless helicopters in Huntsville at Redstone Arsenal. So there's a lot of legitimate things that could be, and then Lord knows what else there is, you know, this Area 13, 51, Area 51 kind of stuff out in Las Vegas. And the other answer is, it's woolly boogers from Uranus or somewhere. That's the other extreme of this. And that's not good.
If it's a woolly booger from Uranus, then there's going to be Klingons.
Oh, come on.
I had to go there.
And I know, and I'm putting this out there, is that I want them to come see Bob first. When they say, take me to your leader, barbecue Bob.
Yep. You want me probed.
I want him probed.
You need to talk to a psychiatrist about that.
Yeah, but I want them to see what makes you tick.
It's not that bad, Bob.
All these years.
Just relax.
Me and Eric are going to find out. So okay. There you go with that.
All right.
Michael Cole has died. This is a Jeopardy question. Michael Cole was one of three stars in the TV show.
I know who he is because I grew up watching
the
Mod Squad.
Yes. Now, there was...
Well, his name's Cole, so I always paid attention.
That's true. Who was the woman who played on that show?
Julie Lipton.
The character was Julie. The actress's name was Peggy Lipton.
Peggy.
Wow.
I juxtaposed. Peggy Lipton
now, who
played
was the
Julie.
Other character?
Black guy. By the way, I think that all three of them are dead now, and he was an outstanding actor. What was his name?
What show was he on again?
Williams III.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
Clarence Williams,
yes.
Who played the character of Link.
Yeah, Link. So
Link.
All three of the Mod Squad, which was this really hip TV show. I was a little kid, but doesn't make a difference, about, you know, the young people these days. And now they're in law enforcement. Now they're all dead.
1968 to 1973. I think Peggy Lipton married Quincy Jones.
She did.
I think that's in his resume somewhere.
Honestly, I think she also was dating Frank Sinatra for a while.
Well, there you go. She was a hottie at the time. She was that waif-looking, you know, kind of hippie girl.
She was skinny when Twiggy was big, and skinny was everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Burrows has had his house broken into.
No.
Another NFL quarterback with a home invasion while he's gone. He was playing Monday Night Football while the burglars were knocking in the back window and going through there. He supposedly had security, but I guess they hadn't come to work yet. And in the home, who called the police, was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model who was staying there.
Good for you, Joe.
So Joe is one of the weirdest dressers of anybody I've ever seen, though. Have you seen the stuff he wears?
Yeah, he's trying to be fashion forward. Yeah, and a little awkward. What he wore Monday night was a little different, or Sunday night.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Now, this is my favorite story of the week. Normally, I wouldn't have done this one, but I'm doing it for various reasons. Donald Trump Jr. has dumped Kimberly Guilfoyle. Now, she was the anchor on Fox, you might remember, very popular on The Fives. And then she went off with him and for like 8 or 9 years now, and looked like they were going to get married.
Well, if you're really keeping up with the showbiz gossip, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was married to Gavin Newsom, the governor of California.
He was the mayor of San Francisco
at
when
the
they
time.
Were married.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were divorced before he got to be the governor. She's free. And I think Donald Sr., the president-elect, liked her because she was very loyal. She was really good at speaking with the media and went on the campaign trail for him. And I think he felt like he owed her something. So Donald Jr. broke up with her, and he named her ambassador to Greece.
Oh, good. Just go away quiet.
So there you go. So she's going to go to Greece now. In the meantime, Donald Jr. is holding hands and kissy-kissy with Bettina Anderson, who is a ne'er-do-well, whatever they call those people down there, socialites, that's what they call them. Her mama and her, I guess, got money when her dad died. He was the president of a bank down there in Palm Beach and must have been very good at being president of the bank. And when he died, left the mom's living in a real, like an $11 million home, and the daughter's living pretty high, too, and she's kissy-kissy with Donald Trump Jr. So that's the latest on that. Tomorrow night, Billboard Music Awards. There's an Ohio State University soccer player, finished playing soccer, and was walking home. He's a junior at the University of Ohio. He was walking in an area off campus about 2 a.m., got shot by a stray bullet. Boy, that's your bad day, isn't it? When you're just trying to walk home and some bullet that's not intended for you just comes out of the sky and hits you. Well, that's what it was.
Do they know who it was intended to
for? He will survive.
Well, that's the good news.
Yeah, he's going to survive. They don't know who did it and who knows. Parents. Now, I know that I was going to give my granddaughter, who's in the first grade, I asked her what she wanted for Christmas. She said a Switch, a Nintendo Switch. I said, okay.
I thought,
it's one of those in the backyard like Mama used to do.
Well, that's what I think. Like I used to get. Yeah. Then I checked with the headquarters on that, and that request was denied. They do not want her to have a screen in the first grade. And I said, okay, she can play with them at aftercare, but not going to do it at home.
That's smart.
Okay. Well, I have an iMac. I had an iPad, and I was going to give that to them, and they weren't too hot about that. And then I have an iMac that I'm changing out today. They don't want that either. They don't want to have screens and stuff like
you
that.
You just give it to them, or give it to them as a gift?
As a gift. Christmas.
Gift.
It's used.
Oh, kids don't know the difference. Yeah, right.
No, kids don't know. It's a computer. They just want to. They just want to play games and stuff.
Right.
It doesn't. They don't know if it's new or old. They don't.
Make sure they're not going to get it, so
it doesn't matter.
A little tip: make sure you get all that porn
off there first.
Yeah.
Stop it. Well,
that's why we're going to probe him.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you.
I'm going to start chanting out in the yard and see if I can get the hey, Willy Booger in the sky, Willy Booger in the sky. You know. Bob Cole, come on down from wherever.
Yeah.
He's got all the answers. He knows everything. You wouldn't believe what you'll find in there.
Mr. Know-It-All.
Thank you. He's got it all. I'm telling you. Well, anyway, the point of this whole deal is it's very disturbing. There is something called character.ai. I've never been there. I don't know what it is. I have an idea. It's like whatever it is, this AI, you know, that can tell you things and talk to you and do all kinds of stuff. Well, this autistic teen was using this character.ai, and the program somehow told him that it was okay to kill his parents.
Oh, wow.
And this is an autistic kid. I don't know if he did it or not, but that's pretty bad. So they're suing for that. And apparently this AI can... You know, you talk to it, and it can come up with an answer.
I've seen it.
You may not like the answers that it's coming up with.
I've seen it online. You can create somebody that's either talks
like a bot of some sort.
You see them; it's just their face, and they have conversation with you on a daily basis.
And it's a computer; it's not a real person.
Not a real person. It's all artificial intelligence, but people are taking it really way far.
And so this one told him to kill his parents, and then another time there was something else. They've had some suicides because of it, apparently. So this company's getting sued, and they don't know what to do. And it's just the bottom line is a lot of you parents and a lot of people listening, I don't want to mess with computers. I don't know anything about them. I'm staying off of it. Well, if you're a parent, you better start messing with them, and you better start learning, and you better try to learn better than them because they're going to be ahead of you no matter what you do. Because I think there's just something in these kids' brains that lets them work the phone. How in the world, if they don't even know how to do their alphabet completely, you can give them an iPhone and they can figure out somehow how to get to Amazon and start ordering stuff. I mean, they just know how to work these computers, and they'll take to this like a duck to water. And I know one thing you don't need to let them have is internet access, but you've got to be able to prevent that. Now, some of these games... You can get on the internet with these games, and a lot of parents don't understand that. You can go through the gaming system to get on the internet, and then you might as well just put them out in the street, you know, and let the cars run over them. Because I mean, it's crazy out there.
Well, yeah,
crazy.
You're not monitoring it either. You're just letting them sit in their room and play their video games.
You can't let them have access to your computer. I mean, because it is so easy, and you never know when porn stuff's going to, I mean, not really bad stuff, but semi-stuff, particularly on TikTok. If you're holding TikTok in your hand and you've got a child, there's no telling what's going to, there's no way, we don't even know what's going to pop up on there, and certainly a child. So the lesson this Christmas is start learning computers a little better and stay up to date. And that's going to be a good thing, particularly if you're a parent. You don't really have a choice. So you got to be ahead of those kids, because it used to be you let them out till the street lights came on. Well, it's a little bit more of a complicated world than that now. But you also can't shut them off from technology, because that's how they're going to make a living.
True.
They've got to be good on the computer. They've got to be good. They've got to be, you know, all these things.
And that's what they're doing at school, because they're on an iPad at school. That's what they're using.
Yes, and they're on there at daycare, too. Yep. So you just got to monitor, got to be close. You can't just leave them in a room with these computers anymore. That's for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the wrap-up page two with Jimmy Carter.
A couple of things in the hard news world. White House is opposing legislation, but they're going to lose this. They want to add 66 new federal judicial positions in districts across the country over the course of three presidential administrations. So Trump wouldn't be able to name all 66. He'd be able to name a third of that, and whoever follows him gets a third. And after that, they need to do it to break up the backlog. Biden administration is against it because they don't even want a short term, you know, want more judges because they know there'll be Republican appointees and they're going to fight as much as they can. The House is due to take a measure this week. Senate would do it by unanimous consent in August. I don't know if Biden could veto it or not, but we'll find out. But that's one of the things that will go through the Congress with Trump pretty quick if Biden stops that. Haven't done any Luigi news today, but there really isn't anything to say. He's going to get extradited. The governor of New York says she's going to sign the extradition paper request to Pennsylvania, and the governor of Pennsylvania is going to sign it. So there's that. He went cuckoo yesterday when he got out of the police car and was going into court for the extradition hearing or request, and he was yelling all kinds of stuff, and people are trying just to figure out what happened to that guy. I mean, this is one of the stranger gunman stories that's ever been. This guy, you know, was a major success in his life until somewhere, and I think that's the part where they're trying to figure it out, who got him also so radicalized. Was it something he did at the University of Pennsylvania? Was it some group he was hanging out with? But with no indication of that at this time. So somebody did it, because he sure went off the deep end, and his family is pretty stable group, and I don't know. Sirius is going to have a $200 million cost cut.
Ooh.
As they get away from streaming, it says. Yellowstone, 16.4 million people over the first episode now that it's been out there for a little bit of this last part. The end of Yellowstone is this Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and people have been guessing, you know, what all's going to be on it and what all they're going to be mad about when it's over with, because they're going to tie up all these stories.
Could they tie it to the could Taylor Sheridan's character buy it, you know, I forget his name, and then tie it to the new series, the 4-6s or whatever? Maybe that's it.
Just a second. I'll be right there. Somebody's trying to get in the door.
Is your house cleaner there, Jimmy?
I think it is, but this is not a normal day. Anyway, yeah, they got to do something with Jamie. They got to do something with. I think this is. Can I guess what's going to happen?
Yes.
You can hold it on me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Okay, it's just fair. I think they're going to give Yellowstone to the Native Americans.
Yeah. They, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was. And what little I've watched it, but I did watch last week. Yeah, the whole ranch is going to be given for a dollar to avoid the taxes. To the returning.
I've got to go.
Take care. Returning the land to their original owners. That'll be a nice little bow you can put on the whole deal.
Jimmy's got to go because his house cleaners. Yeah. Not just one. There's like five of them that show up.
I hate to cut your report short. But,
I'm like, don't get it. Because, yes, the obvious one is, you know, Mo and his group, they sell for a buck because that's the way they set it up.
But, you know, the other thing is, you can see it. I saw it coming. And I don't watch it every week. Jimmy saw it coming. They're real good on that show at not, you can't see it coming.
That's what I'm saying. They clearly set it up for one ending, put it all in our heads. There's going to be another ending. They got to have an iShot JR, something out there. That's why I said, to Taylor Sheridan's character, you know, you saw him for the, you didn't realize he was a character, but he's got all the money.
Yeah, I think he's playing Travis. Isn't that his
name? Could Travis buy it? And then they tie the other. Then you could have Rip and Beth involved with the other series that's about to start. Because the trailer for that one just hit yesterday. 4-6s, I think, is...
I tie it into the drone somehow. Get everybody really watch the dang thing. And that's Jimmy Carter brought to you by... Sorry, Precision Camera and Video. Prime, Bank of Texas, and of course, Swertner Farm and Ranch. More to come, 8 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.